Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Monday, December 4th. Everyone's favorite. Luke 1, 28 through 30. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." I am the middle child. And for some who grew up with the same label, that alone may be enough said. It's become a thing of comic relief, with the typecast middle child assumed to be neglected and made to feel less than, sandwiched between the raw delight and pride ascribed to a parent's firstborn and the clinging adoration that savors all the last-time moments in the youngest child's upbringing. Well, the middle child can sometimes feel like an afterthought who's just along for the ride. That wasn't me, by the way. I'm not sure I was ever emotionally aware enough to even know if I felt neglected, but there was plenty of pride and adoration directed toward me. And if all else had failed, there was Grandma Pearl. She was the quintessential doting grandmother of 14, and I dare say that every one of my cousins would convincingly argue their claim to be her favorite. Piles of memories remind me of the many special things she did just for me. Things I never told my brothers or cousins about, lest they learn my secret of being her favorite. Little did I know that they each had their own secrets and piles of memories as her favorite. At Grandma's house, everyone was highly favored. And like Mary was identified as God's favored one, you too are highly favored. Oh, not because of anything you've done to earn God's favor, but simply because of who you are. Because you're His treasured creation. Because He sovereignly chose to set His affection on you. And if you have responded to His favor and grace with repentance and faith in Jesus, well, then indeed, the Lord is with you. At times, as you're battered in the whirlwind of stresses and struggles steadily pressing in on you, perhaps you don't feel quite so favored. Maybe you think of yourself like the neglected middle child, while someone else soaks up all the delight and adoration of God's comfortable goodness. Well, I would remind you today of the Holy Spirit's inspired words found in Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 7. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. You are highly favored by the Lord. Much like Grandma Pearl lavished her steadfast love upon me, and apparently all my cousins as well, Paul wrote earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, of how God lavished upon us the riches of His grace. He was reminding us that we are favored. Here in early December, you may find yourself scorning the droves of signs that tell you it's the most wonderful time of the year, because for you, it's just not that at all. For you, it may be the most empty, the most painful, the most lonely, the most stressful, or the most ragged time of the year. Even so, amidst whatever struggle you're facing down or wrestling on the inside, may you take strength from God's reminder that you, like His chosen servant Mary, have found favor with God. And although I never wanted to share Grandma's favor with anyone else, well, we are called by our Lord to share His favor with others. So tell someone of God's great love and favor today. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.